story about Mississippi John Hurt that Dave always enjoyed telling. Mississippi John Hurt played the Gaslight pretty regularly, and he would also hang out there whenever he was in town. Clarence Hood, the owner, was from the same part of Mississippi, and they would sit around for hours talking over old times. It was the strangest thing because they had obviously lived very different lives down there, but they really seemed to enjoy each other's company. John would also join us upstairs at the Kettle of Fish. And one night we were sitting around, and it was just John, me, Jack Elliott, and Sam Hood. At that time we had an understanding with the owners of the kettle, only I never understood it. Whenever a group of us was at a table, they would bring over a bottle, make a line with a wax pencil to show how much whiskey was in it, and then when it was finished, charge us for 3 bottles. But what the hell? Those were flush times. John's favorite drink was Old Grandad, so there we were with a bottle of Old Grandad. We had gotten down to where there was about 2 inches left in the bottle, and we were feeling no pain, and boys will be boys, even if one of these boys was 70-some years old. So I don't know whose idea it was, but we started to arm wrestle. Jack Elliott was just back from out west, where he had been bulldogging steers. Sam was an all-state Mississippi high school football champion. He'd been given the order of no neck by the governor personally. And I was a big, strong guy as well. So we're arm wrestling, and John is sitting there, kind of bemused by our antics. Finally, somebody says, "Come on, John, give us a shot." Now, John Hurt was a little guy, and damn near as old as the three of us put together. But he plants his elbow on the table, and blam, 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 he throws all three of us. This did not sit well with me. I don't have a sporting drop of blood in my body, and I was damned if this superannuated sharecropper was going to make us look like idiots. But I figured, look, he just threw these 3 balk runs. His arm must be tired by now. So I said, "Okay, John, that was just a fluke. We weren't ready. Let's try it again." Blam, 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 he threw us again. As I remember, he even did it a third time just to put us in our places. By now, that man has been dead for almost 40 years, and he's probably still in better shape than I am.